Hello everyone, welcome back to Winning the Game. Wilhelm Hast here with reflections for leaders who want to be highly productive and have deep access of well-being at work and in life. Something that struck me recently, which I return to time and time and time again as years go by, is the recognition that human beings are stimulus and response driven, right? Stimulus is an external trigger, something that happens or something your perception notice, and then there is a response to that stimulus or trigger. The story from years back is that a new manager in a really large medical corporation was working with me, and it was his manager in turn that I'd been working with for maybe 6 months or something, and he said, I want to help this new team leader I have. He's new in his position and it's the first time he's leading other people and he's struggling with overwhelm so much. And I got to meet this guy. He was a great guy to speak to, really bright, but he was struggling with sleep. He couldn't sleep at night. He said, I tried everything. I have the notepad next to my bed. I write things down. Still can't sleep. He had so much in his head. Now, he was super quick in implementing and learning from my coaching sessions. So already within 3 weeks, things were different. And very quickly, he started reporting back to me that life is so different now. I feel calm, I feel in control. I feel, you know, not worried. I sleep all night. I don't even, that notepad never worked. But now I sleep all night. And he so quickly shifted. And I talked to him and asked him, what happened for you that you've made these radical changes so quickly? Because you're one of the quicker people I've seen these radical changes with. After just a few talks with him. And I said, there's one insight I think you had that kind of altered everything. And he couldn't get what I said. And I said, often when people have these quick leaps of transformation, there's one thing they catch on to and they go really deep with that. It's like something shifts their world. And he still said, no, I can't see anything like I've been, no. He said, I don't know. And I said, well, one of the first calls, this first or second call we had, was there something that kind of struck you, like you went, aha. And then he said, oh, now I know then. You mean stimulus reduction, he said. And I'd never used that word, so I didn't first even understand what he meant. What did you say? He said, stimuli reduction. And I said, okay, what does that mean? Because that was a new phrase. He invented it for himself from an insight he had. He said, well, you pointed out to me how much human beings are driven by this stimulus response mechanism and that there is a better choice when we can catch ourselves. Well, I couldn't catch myself at all. I was so reactive all the time. So I made the conclusion, he said, I must reduce the number of stimuli then, because I can't deal with them if they enter my life, so I need to remove them. So that makes sense, I said. So explain to me, what have you done? Well, first I took all the papers and things on my desk and I put them behind me. So when I sat down at my desk in the morning, I didn't see all the stuff that I had a backlog on. And I said, that was an interesting way to trick your brain. And he started to clean up his environment. So he said, my calendar, I set up differently. He found ways to manage his emails. So basically, he reduced the amount of possible triggers in his environment, and he noticed that his brain calmed down. So this is an easy little perspective, like how much triggers are you allowing into your world during a day? And not only the papers on your desk, if you have paper still, or the digital triggers from all the systems that you see, or when you open your phone, what do you look at there on that first screen? I only have 3 apps on that first screen, that's all I have. It's the clock, because I use the timer a lot. It's a capture tool, so I can capture information, and the camera. I don't want to see everything else in my phone when I look at my phone, so it's this. There's no triggers on my phone because it's just mostly empty on that first screen. If I swipe left once, there's lots of apps and lots of apps and lots of apps, but I don't invite those apps to trigger me every time I pick up my phone. My Outlook system don't open in the email, it opens in the calendar. So you can do a setting and whenever you open your communication systems, it might be Outlook or some other thing. What's the first thing you want to see? I don't want to see all the new emails because they trigger me. I want to see my calendar. So simple little tricks like that, but you do just a few of them, it starts to help your brain to not get triggered. Not by self-control or discipline, you simply reduce the number of triggers. So stimuli reduction, this client of mine called it, and I think that's a good word. So try it on. Remove some stuff from your world and your brain gets less triggered. You'll see me in the next episode, and there I'll speak about creating the kind of stimuli you actually want. But that's the topic in the next podcast, so welcome there.